But thing is that we are called to be on the wheel. We are called to be on this business of saving souls. No, it is not somebody else's responsibility. It is our responsibility. What Matthew read from the scripture, go and make disciples. It is not said to one or two people. It is to all of us. It is to the Titicians, to the Aetitians, and to all of us to go out into the world and make disciples. There are thousands of ways we can leave an impression on somebody's life. And there are people waiting over there for us. There are people waiting to see the glory of God on our face. There are people waiting for us to reach to them and touch them. That is the call God has on us, on our life. And we need to get on that wheel. Three boys were talking. One said, I like the NIV translation of Bible. The other one said, I like the KJV translation of Bible. The third one said, I like my mother's translation of Bible. They asked, what is that? He said, she translates the Bible into action for me. Are we the living translation of Bible walking out in the street? We need to check ourselves. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you has been blessed with one of God's many wonderful gifts. So be used in the service of others. So use your gifts well. We are given gifts so that we serve others. And God is asking us to use our gifts well. Do a good job in using your gifts. The second verse, Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, do it with all of your heart, working for the Lord, not for men. We are not working for man. We are not working for praises. You know, I'm not expecting any praise from anybody, but I'm working for the Lord. And Lord wants me to be there in the field, cutting the harvest, reap the harvest. We are called to be there. We are not, you know, I like GMI. GMI is an institution with a lot of trainings. You know, Stanley is giving training after training. Our holidays are like seminar days. But it is good. There's so much to learn. So much we are receiving. You know, when you ask other church, when they see us, they tell us that you get so much to learn. But what are we doing after learning all this? After getting all that training, what are we doing? We are supposed to be active. We are supposed to do something. We are not called to be spectators. We are not called to be onlookers. We are the real players. We are supposed to be in the field. We are supposed to be doing the job. All this training is for us to do something. Do some job. You know, if you only take in and take in and take in and don't give out, we only become holy rollers. That is not our calling. God wants us to take in and then give out. So GMI is the right place where you get trained for all what you need. Whether it is family, whether it is children, whether it is debt, anything, everything is there. Let's give a clap offering to Stanley for all this. You are not in the wrong place. You are in the right place. This is the best place to be. James 2:17 says, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, it is dead. We have faith, and it is time for us to show our faith in the world. Another translation says, to him who knows to do good and doesn't do it, it is sin. We know it all. It is given to us. We have been trained for everything. There's so much head knowledge. Now it is time for us to practice it, to do it practically. We need to get up from our seats, walk into the world and do it practically. Show it to the world that there is a place of rejoicing. There is a place which God has built for them. I was feeling very guilty when I came to know the Lord. You know, it was so difficult to go out and give the gospel to anybody. It was so, I don't know how difficult it is for you, but it is so difficult for me to go to a stranger and give the gospel. But I was feeling bad at it. I was feeling bad for that, because if you know what you should do and you don't do it, it is sin. I pray to God, God, I want to change myself. You know, I want to be bold. I want to give the gospel to people. And this is what I did. You could do this. I prayed to God. I said, tomorrow, I want to give the gospel to at least one person. I would pray for that person. I would take one person in my office. I said, I would say, Mr. X.
And I would decide that I will give the gospel to Mr. X. I would pray for that person that night. Next day morning when I'm in the office, I'm looking for an opportunity to see this man when he's free and go to him and give him the gospel. And then I started doing it. It was so difficult. I would take him for a coffee, for a tea, and then I would stand there and speak to him. I would speak my heart out to him over the coffee, over the tea. He would never mind it. And there were times when I would give Bibles to people. And this is the way I used to do it. And I used to feel so good doing that. Because when you give the gospel to anybody, it is after that, it is feeling like you're walking in the heaven. You feel so great. Oh, I'm not bothered whether he will come to church or not, but I feel so great that I gave the gospel to this man. You know, one fellow was praying to God, God use me. God use me. God give me a job. God called him and said, there was a big rock. God told him that you push the rock. Push the rock. So this man started pushing the rock. He pushed it every day. He pushed it every day. Months passed by, but nothing was happening. Then he got discouraged. He saw that the rock is not moving. And then Satan discouraged him. What are you doing? The rock is not moving. You're worthless. You're useless. Your work is of no use. Then he left the job. One day God called him and he said, What is happening? He said, I left the job. He said, why? No, because I was trying hard, but the rock is not moving. God told him, but I never asked you to move the rock. I asked you to push the rock. Just keep pushing the rock. That is our job. You know, we are worried about results. What is happening? I give the gospel to this man, that man. You don't have to worry. Our duty, Stanley gave the seeds. It is their duty to just go and sow the seed. The result, the harvest is in his hands. There was a father and son. This father and son, they had made an agreement. The father was a pastor. They said every Sunday afternoon after the service, we would go door to door and we would give tracts, we would evangelize, we would give the gospel. So one day they would do it regularly. And one day the father and son, it was raining very heavily. The father said, father told the son, today we will not go. It is raining, no? Sometimes how we look for reasons, no? See son, it is raining so heavily. Don't go. We'll get cold. But the son said, father, so what, it is raining? Huh? God is not taking rest. He's still working on people's life. He's still good. Let's go out. The father was not ready. But the son was adamant. He said, no, I'll go out. Give me tracks. I'll go out. So getting wet in the rain, drenched in that water, he's moving out. He's going door to door. He's giving the tract. One last tract remaining in his hand. He went to one door. He knocked the door. The door did not open. He knocked the door for the second time. There was no response. But something kept on telling him, keep knocking. Somebody is waiting. He kept knocking. He knocked for the third time. He knocked for the fourth time. As the fourth time when he knocked, an old frail lady opened the door. And this boy, drenched in water, looks into the eyes of the lady and says, Auntie, I am here to tell you that Jesus loves you very much. And this is a tract. Please go through it. He gave the tract and he left that place. Next day, next Sunday in the church, this lady appears in the church. During the testimony time, she comes to the mic and this is what she says. She says, I've been living in the street for years. My husband passed away long back. I was living in loneliness. I had no children. People in the street didn't know that I'm staying here. I had no friends. I was alone in my home. And this last Sunday, it was raining so heavily. I was going through some financial trouble. And I was feeling so lonely. Nobody is there with me. And I had just thought that I will finish my life. I had taken the rope. I had fastened the rope to the fan. I had taken the stool. I had tied the knot on my neck. And I was about to push the stool. I heard a knock at my door. I didn't want to open the door. But the knock persisted. There was a second knock. There was a third knock. Then I said, if the door is knocked for the fourth time, I would go and open the door. The door was knocked for the fourth time. She went out. She opened the door. And there was this young lad standing there, speaking into my eyes that Jesus loves you so much. You know, I was waiting for years to hear that is there anybody who loves me? And with this, the lady wept there. She went through the tracks. She said, I'm here to know that Jesus. I'm telling you, friends, there are thousands in those buildings. You know, they are hiding there. They're there. Satan is destroying their lives. But we could be that small lad to go out and give the tract and tell them that Jesus, this is what they want to hear. You know, the statement that Jesus forgives your sin is such a powerful statement. I've heard taxi fellows who are playing cards and somebody goes and tells them that Jesus can forgive your sin, have come to know the Lord. This is so powerful. The gospel is so powerful. Each word when you speak into somebody's life, it is not going waste, but it is going and it is bringing an harvest. But we need to be bold enough to be the worker, to be that laborer, to go and sow the seed. The last thing which I want to say this morning is, the process of making is very tough. It is not an easy job. God, when He makes us, He takes us through various furnaces. He takes us through various trials, various difficulties. There are various scriptures put there. Isaiah 48:10 says, I have refined you through not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. God tests us in the furnace of affliction. One lady was at the silversmith's shop. She asked the silversmith, how do you know that this silver is purified? You are heating it. How do you know it is purified? This man says, when I am able to see my face clearly on the silver, I understand that the silver is purified. God is purifying us to see His reflection on us. He is trying to see His face, and He will continue to do that unless He sees His reflection in us. James 1, 2, 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Our testing develops perseverance. God is testing us. He is not destroying us. He is making us. You will not have anything which you cannot bear. You will only have that much which you can bear. Everything which enters, which comes into a life, is Father filtered. You know, have you ever seen the hero of the movie dying? You know, sometimes some movies you see, in the middle of the movie, there's a car accident and the hero dies. And then you're sitting there wondering, my hero is dead, then how will the movie go? And you can't believe it to yourself, that how can the hero be dead? You know, you are the hero for God. You know, unless the picture is complete, you will not die. Unless the work is accomplished, you will not die. But God will take care of you. It is tough, but we need to go through that process. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. We know one fellow in Bible, Joseph, he went through it all. He had a difficult time in his life. You know, when he was in the prison, when the king called him, what was said to him when he was released from the prison? It was said to him that the king has need of thee. The king has need of thee. When we are going through all these troubles in our life, it is because God has need of us. He is making us the tough men, the tough women who would stand in this world to face all what the world offers you. You know, why is it tough? Because your calling is so high. It is, the training is tough because your calling is high. And we need to go through the training. There were a couple of elderly people. They were traveling in a bus. They were going on a tour. The bus driver was a young driver. And these old people, everybody was very old, about 60 plus. They did not have teeth, they did not have dentures, and they were having some sweets. And in between, they would come. One lady would come to the driver and pass almonds to the driver. And the driver was enjoying the almonds. The almonds seemed a little moist, but he enjoyed the almond anyway. He was feeling so happy about the almonds. But this lady kept on coming and giving almonds to this man. He had a full stock of almonds. Then he called the lady. He said, Auntie, I think you're giving all the almonds to me. She said, yes, we are giving all the almonds to you. He said, why you are not having? He said, no, we don't have teeth. We cannot have almonds. She said, if you can't eat, why you are buying the almonds? She said, no, actually we buy it for the chocolates. We love licking the chocolate over it. You know, we have only had that licked almond. There is so much in life. You know, there is so much to come from God. There are so many good things still to happen in our life. Let's just hold on to God. I want to end here. And as we finish here, I want to ask you, like, what did this sermon speak to you? Are we satisfied with what God is doing in our lives? Don't settle down with what you know of God. Earn for more of God. That is what Moses did. He was the meekest man on earth. This is what he prayed, the greatest leader of all times. This is what he said, God, if you are there, you teach me your way and show me your way. Is that our cry? Is that our heart? If you feel anywhere that God has spoken to you, are we the right kind of clay? Do we have that softness in us? Or we have become hard? We have, that familiarity has come in us. We know everything of God. We know this is going to happen, that is going to happen. If that hardness is there in our hearts, if those hidden sins are there in our heart, let's rise up here. Let's stand. If we are not, we know all, we have trained, but we are not doing anything. No, we are not going out and doing things what God has called us to do. We are just sitting and being onlookers, being spectators. Let's just rise up and say, God, I want to go out into the world. I want to go and do the work for which you have called me. I want to be that vessel which is soft in your hand. I want to be used by you. The process is tough. I don't understand many things what you do in my life, but I want to submit to your hands. As we sing this song, let's just make this prayer, whatever God has impressed in your heart, whatever God is asking you to pray, pray and submit yourself once again into his hand.